The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
The story that I would like to share with you is from Sheikh Kulaini in Usul Kafi, in the section on the viladats of the Imams. When it comes to the 11th Imam, this is the, if I don't forget, is the first hadith in that section, which is a narration from Ahmad bin Ubaidullah bin Khaqan. Ubaidullah bin Khaqan is the minister, he was the minister of Al-Mu'tamid. And Ahmad is his son. He narrates the story. He says, one day I was sitting in the court of my father, the minister, Ubaidullah bin Khaqan. He said, at that time, the servants or the guards, they came and they said, they announced to his father that Abu Muhammad, this is the kunya, the title of our 11th Imam, Ibn al-Ridha, that is all the Imams after Imam Ridha alayhi salam were known as Ibn al-Ridha. So Abu Muhammad Ibn al-Ridha bil-Bab, he's at the door. He wants to come in and see you. According to Ahmad bin Ubaidullah, he says, my father immediately says, "Aydhun lahu," allow him to come in. He says, I was surprised because in the court of my father, no, these servants and guards were never allowed to announce the name of anyone by their title, Abu Muhammad or something else. They were told to only announce their proper name, except for the Khalifa himself, or the crown prince, or the ministers who would come in, or those dignitaries who have been given that designation by the Khalifa himself. Other than that, nobody was allowed in the court of Ubaidullah bin Khaqan to be, you know, named by the kunya, by that title. And so he says, I was surprised. And then he says, I was even surprised that then I saw this person coming in, Abu Muhammad bin Ibn Ridha, and I saw him. He was, his skin was kind of brownish in color. Husnul Qama, his height was normal. Jamiul Wajh, he was handsome. Jayyidul Badan, his body was fit. Hadisus Sin, he was relatively young. Lahu Jalalatun wa Hayba. The way he walked, his personality exhibited majesty and prestige. You know, somebody you could see that, you know, there is Hayba and Jalala in him. He says, as soon as my father saw him coming in, my father stood up from his chair, moved towards him, welcomed him. And this is something, لا علمه فعل هذا بأحد من بني حاشم والقواد. He says, I never saw my father doing this. He would be seated on his chair when others come. But I saw him, he came. He went close to him, hugged him, you know, kissed his face and his chest. And then he took him by his hand. And he didn't sit by his chair, on his chair. He actually sat down on the musalla that he had nearby. And my father sat down with him, while my father was looking at him and his face. And this is where he says, you know, and the way my father started to talk this person, I was surprised. وَعَنَا مُتَعَجِّبٌ مِمَّا أَرَى مِنُهُ. And I was really surprised that why would my father, you know, pay this much respect to this person and saying again and again, you know, Ruhi Fida or Nafsi Fida, may my life be a sacrifice for you. At the same time, while they were still talking, Ahmad narrates that then the guards came again and they said, Al Muwaffaq qad ja'a. Al Muwaffaq was the younger brother of the Khalifa and kind of the chief minister there, also the commander of the army. And so they announced that Al Muwaffaq has come, and whenever he would come, he would not come alone, he would come with his own, you know, servants and guards. And at that time he says, and you know, even the guards of my father would stand up in two you know, rows on both sides. He says, my father then apologized to this person, which is the 11th Imam. And he says to his guard, take him from the back so that when Muwaffaq comes inside, he doesn't see him. So he's also afraid that the, you know, the younger brother of Khalifa shouldn't see him with me. But he showed him so much, you know, respect and wanted to protect him in that way. And this is where he says, I was surprised. Who is this person? So I went to the guards and he says, and I asked them that, who is this person? That you actually didn't even call him by his name. You actually said Abu Muhammad, Ibn Rudha. And the way my father, you know, treated him. And they told him, Hadha Alaviyun. He is one of the descendants of Ali. يُقَالُ لَهُ حَسَنْ بِنْ عَلِي. His name is Hassan bin Ali. يُعْرَفْ بِإِبْنِ الرُّضَى. He is famous as, known as Ibn al-Rudha. So Ahmed goes, continues his narration. He says, I was surprised. And I spent the whole day thinking about this, what I saw today. Why would my father be doing this? And he was kind of even angry when he found out that this is one of the descendants of Ali from that line, who are our rivals in a way. And so he even has this, you know, attitude towards his father. So he says, my father normally after the Isha prayers would sit down, look at his files, the issues that he has to work on next day, and even the issues that he has to respond to the Khalifa. And there was nobody there, so he said, I went there and sat, you know, in front of him. And my father looked at me and he said, Ya Ahmad, laka hajatun. Ahmad, is there a matter, something you want from me? Or you want to ask? And he says, yes, if you allow me, I have a question. He says, go ahead. He says, this person who came, the way you respected him, you showed him, you know, courtesy, and the way you were talking to him in a very humble manner, who is this person? And his father, Ubaidullah bin Khaqan, the wazir, the minister, says, Ya bunayya dhaka imam al-Rafidha. O my son, he is the imam of the Rafidhi. Rafidhi is the derogative term that they would use for the Shias. He is imam of the Shias. Dhaka Hassan bin Ali al-Ma'roof bi ibn Rudha. His name is Hassan bin Ali. He's popularly known as Ibn Rudha. And then he says, my father was quite for a few moments, and then he continued. And then he says something to his son. He says, you know, if we were not in power, and if the issue of imamat comes to the fore, and people start talking about it, that who is worthy of becoming the imam of the ummah, مَا إِسْتَحَقَّهَا أَحَدٌ مِّن بَنِي هَاشِمْ غَيْرَ هَذَا. Nobody is worthy of becoming an imam other than this person from Banu Hashim. And it's not only because he's from Banu Hashim, a descendant of Ali and Fatima. He says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَيَسْتَحِقُّهَا. He is entitled to it. He is worthy of it because فِي فَضْلِهِ وَعِفَافِهِ وَحَدْيِهِ وَصِيَانَتِهِ وَزُحْدِهِ وَعِبَادَتِهِ. It is because of his virtues, because of his chastity, because of his, you know, silence. Whenever he is silent, it is meaningful. And because of his right akhlaq and attitude, because of his zuhud, you know, he is not really into this dunya. Because of his ibadat, وَجَمِيلِ أَخْلَاقِهِ, his beautiful character. وَلَوْ رَأَيْتَ أَبَاهُ رَأَيْتَهُ رَجُلًا جَزْلًا نَبِيلًا فَاضِلًا. And you have not seen his father. If you had seen his father, he was also a virtuous and a great person. So now this son, Ahmed bin Ubaidullah, he says, I continue to think about it. And I was not satisfied with just my father saying that. I started inquiring about this person. And he says, I asked everyone from Banu Hashim, from their own family. I even talked to the leaders of the government, Wal Kuttab, the senior officials of the administration, Wal Qudhat, the judges. And I even went to the Fuqaha, the scholars of religion, and other people. And all of them unanimously told me about him, في غاية الإجلال والعظام والمحل الرفي والقول الجميل. And all of them praised him in a great manner, that he is of a very high rank person, and whatever they had to say about him was always good. والتقديم له على جميع أهل بيته ومشايخه. And they would always give preference to him over anyone else. He says, only after hearing from everyone. And this is the main point I would like to relate this with this ayat that I mentioned earlier. He says, فَعَظُمَ قَدْرُهُ عِنْدِي. At that time, his worth, you know, and his value increased in my heart. إِذْلَمْ عَرَى لَهُ وَلِيًّا وَلَا عَدُوًّا إِلَّا وَهُوَ يُحْسَنُ الْقَوْلِ فِيهِ وَالصَّنَاءَ عَلَيْهِ. Because I didn't see anyone from his friends or enemies, but that they would praise him in a high manner.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيم وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.